This is The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca. Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Happy Sunday and welcome to The Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. And I thought it was time. We're overdue. I think, for a little chat with our resident naturopathic doctor. And of course, I'm talking about Dr. Andy Campitelli. And Dr. Andy, how are you?
I am great. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you. I love when you come on because you give me all these great tips, advice, and to all the parents listening, right? Because it's so important that we take care of ourselves. You know, it's like they say, and I say it, I think I say this almost every show, if not every other show, but you got to put that oxygen mask on yourself before we can put it on our kids, like they say on the airplane, right?
It's so true. And the number of like moms and women that have come into my practice who are, you know, their kids are a little bit older and now they're kind of trying to find themselves. I always ask questions to my patients and I always say, you know, what do you love to do? What brings you joy? And I would say maybe 5% of my patients can actually answer that question. Most women don't remember. Their entire life is revolved around their children. And then all of a sudden, when it comes back to them, they don't even know what they like to do anymore. So
you forget.
Right. You forget. And I actually say, okay, we'll go back to before you had kids. What did you used to do? What did you do?
Do you remember those days?
And literally they have to go back. They're like, oh yeah, I used to enjoy A, B, and C. Okay. Well, let's try and get back to some of that. It's literally, they have to relearn who they are, figure out what they like to do. So it's important. You can't lose yourself once you have your children. It's important to focus on yourself, self-care, do some things that make you happy.
It's so true. And you're a mama of two. So, you know, you're speaking from experience. One of my hashtags that I use on social media with every single post is more than just a mom, because it is so easy. And listen, dad's listening. You know, I'm not saying dad, it's because I'm not a dad. I'm not you. I can't speak from the dad's point of view, from the dad's perspective, but from the mama perspective,
right?
I think I got a thing or two here, right?
Right. I wrote a whole article on that, mom versus woman, two different things. Like when a woman has a child, she's considered that, you know, the mom who does A, B, and C, the mom who does blah, blah, blah. You're defined as a mom now, but you're also still your own person in your
own.
Right? So you don't have to just be defined by that title.
You know what? And it's funny because I was just having a conversation, because in a few days, I am doing something, a mama thing for myself, and more than a mama thing, a woman thing for myself. I am heading up north to beautiful Veta Spa. And not only am I going to spend the day there, I am going to stay overnight at Horseshoe, relax, enjoy. And this is the first time, Dr. Andy, I'm going to Horseshoe without the kids.
Really? Oh my goodness. Yes. It's time. Yes.
Right. So we need to make ourselves a priority. We need to remember that we're not just a parent. Yeah, we had kids and that's a huge part of our life. But, you know, for me, I'm a woman. I'm a daughter. I'm a sister. I'm a friend. Right. You know, and there's so much more
who you are in there just because you've had children.
And when we're just a mom and we think that that's it, that's our whole life, other stuff starts to fall in that is not so good. And, you know, we're not taking care of ourselves. We are not feeling good. There might be some resentment there towards our children, towards our spouses, partners, whatever. So we really, really need to make ourselves a priority. And that's why I was like, you know what? Oh, we need Dr. Andy back on, because the seasons are changing. You know, before we know it, summer's going to be here. And so we want to look good. We want to feel good from the inside out.
Absolutely. It's right? So true. Yeah, absolutely. And this is the time people start coming in. They're saying, okay, it's summer. Now, what can I do? You know, people are trying to get ready for the summer now. What? And I'm like, okay, let's find some of those things. What can we do?
Right. And it's like, it's more than just the physical appearance, but it's our body and is it functioning at like its best possible like level? And the emotional and mental side of things, which I know you're big on too, like, especially when it comes to hormones, right?
Absolutely.
You help me with mine all the time.
Hormones are my favorite thing.
Right.
I
Okay. So where
all
do
in
we
all.
start?
Right. But the
Do we
mental,
start with like,
emotional. Yeah. The mental, emotional aspect has to be there. I always say to patients, you know, when they come in and they're wanting to make any kind of change, and I'll say, you know, I can tell you anything. I can list off all the stuff that I know. I can just talk at you forever and teach you all the things. Is irrelevant until you're in a place where
Yeah.
you are personally ready to make a change. I can tell you all the things all day long, but it starts with you. And when you're ready and able to take in that information, you're in a space where you're mentally able to make a change, that's when change will happen. I can't just sort of talk at somebody and the change will magically happen.
It's so true. It's like they say, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. You have to be
Exactly.
in that frame of mind. You got to be like, no, I'm ready for this. I am like gonna jump in 2 feet. Let's go. And if you're not there,
Exactly.
it's not gonna work. It's forget
No,
it. Just throw in
because you
the
can't stick with
towel.
it. Because change is hard, right? No matter what it is, there's no quick fix, there's no easy fix. If you're trying to make a change, it's going to take effort. It is what it is. It's going to be tough. It's going to take some effort. And if mentally you're not there, you won't be able to stick with it and follow through because sometimes it can be challenging, especially in the beginning. So mentally, you have to be in the right space to start making those changes.
And I find, I don't know how it is for you, but that mental side and how my body feels, and especially as a 44-year-old woman, the hormones, which, by the way, to the dads listening, it's not just you're like, oh, the women, they're all hormonal. No, you guys go through something too. And I know that because Dr. Andy said, yes, we as women go through premenopausal and menopause, but men, what do they go through, Dr.
They
Andy?
go through andropause. So we can take the word hormonal away from women because that means men are hormonal too. We all have hormones and they all fluctuate. And men will also get emotional changes and mood changes and all the things when they start to lose their testosterone. So that goes for everybody. It's
See?
across the board.
See? And but those hormones for me, and I'm sure I'm not the only one, are like buddy buddy with the mental and you know that like you said, emotional side, right? So they all play a part with how on how we feel, I should say.
Absolutely. For sure. If your hormones are off, I mean, the impact that our hormones have, again, for men, for example, it can cause low mood, flat mood, depression. For women, it can cause fluctuations in mood. So when we have those fluctuations, that kind of instability in our I use mental health, but those mood changes that are happening as our hormones change, it is really hard to make effective change. So things need to be balanced, things need to be where we need them to be in order for us to make some kind of effective change.
Hey, you know what you just said, keyword balance. I want to talk about that and hormones. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more right here on the Parenting Show on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news. Today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Welcome back. This is The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca, and we're talking hormones, we're talking feeling good, we're talking weight loss, we're talking getting ready for the summer, and of course, we're talking about all of this amazing stuff with our resident naturopathic doctor, Dr. Andy Campitelli. So, Dr. Andy, right before the break, you said balance. We need to balance out these hormones. But how does one balance out hormones? Like, what do I do? Does it magically happen? Is my body going to do this on its own, do I need a magic pill?
So, and this is the thing, when we use the word balance, it's not really technically the quote unquote correct word when we're referencing hormones, but it's sort of an all-encompassing term when we know our hormones are just kind of out of whack and we need a little bit of help. And so it's really hard for people to do that on their own. The process of kind of getting your hormones where you want them to be, some need to be higher, some need to be lower. What it is you want to do to your hormones can be quite complicated. So I do usually encourage that somebody works with somebody, whether it's their naturopath or something like that, to really help them figure out, because you need more information. You need blood work. You need additional testing. It's so much more complicated than saying, put some flaxseed in a smoothie,
I wish.
Right? Follow this diet. I mean, obviously the foundation is eat well, eat whole foods, and obviously, but there are a lot of
But
people
life happens.
exactly. So there are people who are still eating well and their hormones really aren't where they want them to be. Their body's not feeling the way they want it to be. It's so much more than just that. And so you need more help, you need more information. It's not as easy as just, exactly that, a little bit of flaxseed here, a little bit of something else there. They're
It's
much more.
flaxseed and chia seed
And
combined.
there you
That's
go,
the secret,
right?
right?
It's a lot more complicated than that. And so if you really are struggling, especially if, someone is premenopausal and they have something like PCOS or you have a thyroid imbalance, you need more help than that. And so I do encourage people to work with a provider so they can get the information. Like you need the data to really address what we're trying to address.
And I'm hearing you say all this stuff, and it's bringing me back a few years ago, quite a few years ago that we've been working together, and we thought we'd do, you know what, let's do some hormone testing for fun, research for the show. And you know what, I thought I was feeling good and I thought I was healthy, but it's just because my body was used to it and that was the norm. And it wasn't until we fixed some issues that I'm like, oh God, I wasn't feeling good, but now I'm feeling good. So there was something wrong. And through a blood test, a series of blood tests, and we did a Dutch test. Did we do anything? It was the blood in Dutch, right, that we did?
Think we just did the blood and the Dutch. But I love that comment you make about what we assume or expect to be normal. And so many of us are so used to just existing in a certain way. We just assume that this is the way it's supposed to be. I'm supposed to be exhausted. I'm supposed to have achy joints. I'm supposed to have brain fog and not remember anything. And you just accept that as your new normal, not realizing that there are other underlying things that are contributing to that. And that doesn't have to be your new normal. You just need to figure out why that has become the case. And I find a lot of people are written off. There's a new term they call it medical gaslighting, which is much worse for women, where you kind of go in and this doesn't feel right. And they're like,
Oh,
oh,
but that's normal. It's with
okay.
age.
You're a woman, it's your hormones, it's normal. And you're just completely tossed aside, just get over it and deal with it. And that is absolutely not what you should do. And then there's this other camp. I remember when I was turning 30, I had people say, oh, you just wait. When you hit 30, it's all downhill from there. I was like, what? Why is that? Why is that? Is your life over at 30? How is that a thing? People have 70 more years of life. What do you mean it's downhill when I hit 30? That's crazy. And so I feel like it's just something that people say to explain why they don't feel well. Like, I don't feel great. Well, it's because I'm 35. Oh, I'm 40. Nah,
Yeah, this is what happens. I
happens.
know.
It really happens.
I was walking around bloated all the time. I
Right.
didn't realize that I was bloated. I was walking around not knowing that I suffer from an autoimmune disease that Dr.
Right.
Ann called me up and she's like, "So, Pina, I got to tell you. You have a thing called Hashimoto's." I'm like, "What?" I'm like, "You want to go to a Japanese restaurant? Is that what you're asking me to do?" That's what it sounded like to me. You're like, "No, it's your thyroid, Pina. It's an autoimmune disease." And it wasn't until I was put on my medication that I take daily, that I was like, "Oh wow, like I'm noticing a difference." And what is one of the main reasons that can pop into someone's life, Dr. Andy?
Oh, an autoimmune condition? Stress.
Dress.
Yes. They say with autoimmune conditions, they'll say, no, we don't really know what causes it. We don't really know what is at the root of it. That is not true. I don't have a single patient who has been diagnosed with an autoimmune disease who hasn't had some kind of massive stressor come before the diagnosis or the onset of that condition. And yes, there are genetic predispositions and all of those things, but stress is the number one driver. And then there are all these other underlying factors like inflammation and things like that that are also contributing. So we do know a contributing factor. There are things, I mean, you can never get rid of an autoimmune condition, but there are absolutely things you can do to treat it and to help so you feel good and normal, even though you have this underlying autoimmune condition.
And I feel better now having it, but with your help, treating it and having it under control as opposed to before, because I was just like, oh, this is how I feel and this is normal. And then it wasn't until, being put on the medication that I was like, no. And thank you, Dr. Andy. So it is really, really important that not only we as women, but dads, you go see someone like Dr. Andy too and get your hormones tested because we don't need for lack of better words, to feel like shit.
Exactly. And men do as well, to be honest. I mean, they can tell when the hormones are shifting if they don't feel well. They just also need to be equally as proactive and go and get that preventative assessment. Go get your hormones checked. And I usually encourage people to do that in their 30s. Don't wait until you feel terrible. Get ahead of it. So I'm testing hormones in people who are 30 and 35 because we want the trend. And when they start to change and move in directions we don't want them to go, then we can start implementing things to fix them. I mean, I had a 19-year-old who had almost no testosterone. And for him, it was all due to diet. His diet was terrible, eating McDonald's at like 3 in the morning, Instacarting McDonald's to the house. And all we did was change his diet and his testosterone came right back to normal. Like you shouldn't have, that. There are lifestyle factors that can impact as well.
So we need to take care of ourselves mentally, emotionally. We need to start from the inside with hormones and fueling our bodies. So let's talk about that.
Let's talk about that. How do we fuel our body?
Right? Because honestly, no one wants to. Some people struggle and they're like, I'm eating right. I'm doing everything like people are telling me to do, but I'm still not like, I feel like I'm carrying extra weight. I feel sluggish. I don't feel good. I don't have energy. Why is that?
So again, that ties back to hormones a lot. I would say it's sort of those perimenopausal women who will come in and they say, I'm doing all the things that normally allow me to lose weight, the things that I've always done in my life, where, if I feel a little bit off, I just make these little changes and tweaks and then I feel fine. And now that's not working anymore. And so all the things that they used to do that made them feel good don't work anymore. And so it's because as our, and again, as we change, as we get older, we do have to make changes to, to compensate for certain things that are naturally happening in our system. So sometimes we do have to make those changes, and the things that you did 10 years ago might not work now.
Don't work.
So yeah, they just don't work. And so you
We're
have
not
to
the same people we were 10
same.
years ago, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so hold on. I'm trying to think. Do we I want to see where to go with this now. Do we start talking about food? Do we
Sure,
talk
do you
about
want to get into like a little?
like what are the reasons maybe preventing some of us
Yeah,
from like
we can
dropping
talk
those
about.
pounds?
Sure, let's do that.
Okay, so you know what? We're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back and we are diving right into it. So don't go anywhere because this is the parenting show right here on 640 Toronto. And I'm your host, Pina Crespo, chicmama.ca.
Welcome back to the Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news. Today's talk, 640 Toronto.
It is Sunday night, and you are tuned into the Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. And with me, I've got our resident naturopathic doctor. We are talking about feeling good. Feeling good because feeling good will it coincides with looking great, you know what I mean? And being comfortable in our skin. And then that's what we're talking about on the show tonight. Dr. Andy, we were just before the break, we were talking about fueling our bodies and putting the good things in our bodies. But sometimes, even though we're doing that, we hit that plateau and we're like, why am I not shedding the pounds? But I'm doing all the things.
So yes, and so this is the thing. Some people will do all the things. They eat the way that they're, they eat the way they think they need to, all of those things, and they're just not getting the results they want. And it's, if I've said it once before, if we're talking about weight loss, I've said it once, I've said it a million times, weight loss is hormonal. It's not just about calories in, calories out, eat less, move more, because there are people who are killing themselves in the gym eating 1200 calories a day and they're not losing a pound. It's not, there's a certain point in your life where the eat less, move more, it doesn't give you the results that you're looking for. There are other underlying factors that are impeding your ability to meet your goals. So we were talking about stress earlier. I would say stress is probably one of the most, probably one of the biggest ones, because when we're stressed, we create cortisol. Cortisol is a stress hormone. It's also a storage hormone. So our cortisol levels are supposed to come down. Our stress levels are supposed to come down. But if we're chronically stressed, those cortisol levels just go up and up and up and up, and they never come down. And the cortisol will cause our body to store fat, specifically around the middle. So if you're really stressed and you have massive amounts of cortisol, you're fighting a hormonal, we talked about balance before, we're fighting a hormonal imbalance. So eating more leafy greens isn't going to change
Isn't, yeah,
the
it's not going to do
excess
anything.
cortisol that's telling your body to store fat. But that's not how that works. So we have to bring that hormone down. So that's a hormonal imbalance contributing to weight gain. Same thing with insulin resistance. When we become menopausal, our insulin levels go up. Insulin is also a stored hormone, so it's telling our body to store fat. So those two things, lack of sleep, thyroid imbalances, if your thyroid is off, if your hormones are off, because our estrogen, our progesterone, our testosterone, they're involved in metabolism and our ability to burn fat, to build muscle. So all of those things, if there's a gut dysfunction, inflammation, all of those things impede your ability to lose weight. So if you have any of those things going on, and some people have all of those
Yeah,
things
I
going
was gonna say, I
on.
think I have a few. And if anyone would like some cortisol, my body is like, the Costco
Happy
warehouse
to
for it,
donate.
I feel. Like, okay. And you don't need a membership, okay? I will just give you some.
Right, you can have it for free. Who
No
can we give the
annual membership.
cortisol
You don't have to show me a card. I will just gladly give it to you because I don't want it.
Right, you can take mine. Honestly, cortisol, I mean, it's a double-edged sword. We need it, but we don't need too much. So
Yeah.
there are other things. So whenever I hear somebody say, I've hit a plateau, you do the normal things or okay, let's track your food for 3 days, introduce some intermittent fasting, tweak your diet, like do all those things, obviously. And sometimes that's just not enough. And you have to go deeper and find out what the other underlying factors are that just aren't getting you there.
Okay, guys, the hormone testing is huge. And I have to, I'm gonna be honest with you guys. My doctor never, ever mentioned hormones to me whatsoever. It wasn't until, I had Dr. Andy on the show, and we're talking about pre-COVID, when I had you on for the first time, Dr. Andy. And then you started talking about hormones, and I was like, "What? What do you mean?" And then you're like, "Yeah, P, we should test your hormones." And I was like, "Okay, fine, let's do this." And then I was like, "Wow, I couldn't believe just I had no idea. I was uneducated. I did not know the correlation between hormones and how we were feeling and holding on to excess weight that." We didn't need to do if we just managed and balanced things out, right?
Yep, exactly. So there's so many different areas that need to be, addressed and adjusted. So, but again, that we just accept as normal.
It's so true. And you know what? There was something you said that triggered something in my head. You're talking about, high levels of cortisol, or a lot of people will be insulin resistant, which causes that weight gain in the midsection. And when I heard insulin, I don't know if you know where my head's going here.
I know where your head's going.
Okay, so when I heard insulin, I started thinking diabetes, right? And listen, I'm gonna be honest with all you guys at home. I am not a professional. I know nothing about like the medical world and health. That's why we have people like Dr. Andy on the show. Okay. Because I'm not misinforming anyone. Okay. Do not take anything I say, for as the Bible here. So Dr. Andy, I heard insulin and then automatically I started thinking about diabetes. And diabetes is in the news a lot right now. Because of a specific drug for diabetics. But now a lot of other people are taking it that are not diabetics. And then I was just like, it was like this, all
The
these like
whole
hamster wheels were going in my head when you said that, because we're talking weight loss, we're talking insulin, diabetes, and then Ozempic came to mind.
So funny enough, I know I'm a naturopathic doctor. I am not anti-Ozempic. And I know for all the people who are screaming right now and saying, but what about the drug shortage? I hear you. So we're going to take the drug shortage aside. So
Okay.
I hear you for the diabetics who are trying to get the drug and they can't because people are taking it for weight loss. So let's just put that kind of like ethical component about it aside. So let's just park that. I hear you. I hear you.
We hear you. Okay, let's pretend there's an
Unlimited
abundance.
supply, right?
Yes. Okay.
Unlimited supply. The diabetics aren't, missing out because people are taking it for off-label use. My first comment on the off-label use is that drugs are used off-label all the time. And so people are hating on the off-label use for Ozempic, but I mean, you need to understand how many drugs are used off-label on the regular. I mean, this is not an uncommon occurrence. So, like, I can't hate on it for that because it happens all the time with all other, with many other
It's just
pharmaceuticals.
not popular that we're hearing about it in the news like we are Ozempic, and that's a fact.
Exactly. And I don't hate on Ozempic. I don't. And, all of the things, well, it's a weight loss drug. And if you stop it, you'll gain all the weight back. Yep, absolutely. That's correct. If you make zero lifestyle change and you take it and then you stop, like any other thing you take, because there are other weight loss drugs on the market. So, like any other thing you take, if you stop and you haven't made a single lifestyle change, yes, you will for sure gain all the weight back. Whatever got you to the point you're at now, if you continue to do those things, you'll get right back to that point. That's for sure, that's true. But Ozempic does work. And I have the interesting thing about Ozempic is for some of my patients who are on it, it decreases food cravings. But one of the things that I wasn't really expecting is so some people have almost like food addiction and their life revolves around food. So I have some patients who literally think about food 24/7. And for those people, weight loss is very difficult. Because food is like the number one driver in their mind, in their brain. And it's something that's just they've never been able to shut off for their entire life. And then they've taken Ozempic, and all of a sudden that changes. And that food
Not
addiction,
thinking.
that like obsession with food is gone. And then they're able to start making these dietary and lifestyle changes because it broke that food obsession for them that they
Yes,
haven't
that
been able to break.
cycle.
Exactly, their entire life. And so I can't hate on it for that. If it's helping somebody achieve something that they've never been able to do on their own. And maybe because it can take about 90 days to establish a new habit. And so maybe they needed that help to create new, because it also decreases your appetite, slows down the peristalsis and things like that, decreases the speed at which the food exits your body. So if they're able to make these changes, then it's entirely possible when they stop, they can maintain some of those. So I don't think it's as bad as some people are making it out to be.
And I'm like, am I? I'm always truthful and honest with not only, my audience here on the parenting show, but my audience on social media. Like, I'm brutally honest. I just say it like it is. Whatever I'm thinking is going to come out of my mouth. Sometimes it's not very good, and sometimes people get offended, but hey, this is who I am, right? So I'm going to be honest and I'm going to say, has it crossed my mind? Have I thought to myself, Pina, hey, I see this girl on social, which I always say don't compare, but I'm being honest with you, right? I see her. She's looking really good. She's taking Ozempic. Should I do it? And then I'm like, no, P, what's wrong with you? No. Bad news. You're not diabetic. You don't need to do that. Stay away. You'll gain it back. And like all those thoughts go through my head, right? So, and the thing is that I also think too, I hear people say, well, it decreases your appetite. And I'm like, well, I'm not someone that's hungry all the time anyways. So is it even going to do anything for me? So I have that, and I have a few more questions for you about this because I know that I'm not the only one thinking about this stuff, Dr. Amy, and we all want to know. And because, like I said, summer's coming. So I have a feeling that there's a lot more people thinking about it because the
For sure.
popularity's there. They're seeing a lot more people like shedding pounds, and you're like, what did they do? And they're like, oh, I'm eating healthy here. Okay. I'm working out 24/7. And you're like,
Right.
okay. And then I see you at the pharmacy picking up your Ozempic. Okay. Okay. So I've got a lot of questions that I know a lot of other people are
Have the
thinking
same
as
one. Yeah,
well.
right.
So we're gonna take a quick break. And then Dr. Andy's gonna answer some of these burning questions right here on the Parenting Show. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to us on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news. Today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Welcome back. This is The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca, and we've got our natural resident. Like, what is wrong with me, Dr. Andy? It is our resident naturopathic doctor. Sometimes my brain goes quicker than the words coming out of my mouth, but it's okay. I'm gonna
All good.
embrace it.
All good.
Will Ozempic help me with that?
Maybe that I don't know. We'll have to read about that.
We need new research. But we were talking about Ozempic before the break because we were talking about feeling good, looking good, getting ready for the summer and weight loss. I don't care what anyone says. It is always something that crosses people's minds. You can look great. You know, you can be just like, oh, I just want to shed like 5 pounds. We are never happy with our bodies. You
We
know,
are
someone
always
can
happy. That's
look at
true.
you and be like, what? You're drop dead. You have a great bod. You work out, you know, you're ripped. And that person could be like, yeah, I don't like it. Right. So we're always like wanting to improve, right? Which I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that, you know what I mean? To a certain extent, you need that little motivation, right? And it's good to have that.
It's okay. I think it's okay if we want, as long as we haven't moved into like the body dysmorphia phase, because now we're moving
Yes.
right. So if we're kind of heading that direction, no. But I think it's fine. It's interesting. You see a lot of celebrities who've lost weight and they actually get shamed by people because they were, you know, body positive and things like that. Now they've lost weight and people are almost mad at them. It's okay to want to make some kind of change if that's what's right for you. And if you don't, that's okay too. But you have to do what you want, and you shouldn't really be shamed for any choice. As long as you love who you are at any phase and stage, you
Yes.
know, and size and things like that, then it's great. But if you want to make a bit of a different change, if you want, then that's okay. I don't think there's a problem with that either.
It's so true. And it's so important because you said keyword, you're like, love yourself at every stage. You know, and look for the positives. But okay, hold on. I want to rewind a little bit now because we were talking about Ozempic. And I have no idea how it even works. It just decreases appetite. Is that all it does, Dr. Andy? Like, you
So it
know.
depends on what you're using it for. Like, so for the diabetics, it's obviously helping to decrease your blood glucose levels. So it's kind of giving a bit of a surge of insulin, gets the glucose out of the blood. And then for the other side of it, why people are also losing weight is it does decrease your appetite. It slows down how quickly the food goes out of your stomach. So people who are taking it will say, you know, normally they're able to eat one whole plate of something, and all of a sudden now they can only eat half of that plate. Or they used to, you know, have to snack in between meals, and now they don't really want the snack. They don't feel for it. So it does actually impact, you know, if you're hungry, your sense of satiety, how much you can eat at any given time. So it does do that, which for sure does contribute to weight loss.
Yeah. See, and I think that, and people are getting a lot of hate for it. Like I said, I don't like personally, I don't know how I feel about it. I haven't touched it. If you see me, you'll know that I haven't I haven't touched it. But, you know, like for me, I just don't think that it's something for me at this point, moment in life. It may never be. I may change my mind down the road. We have no idea, right? But there's a
It's
lot of people
true.
that are doing it and they love it. And I'm not here to shame them. I'm like to each their own, you know what I mean? Because if it makes you feel good and you're happier, then do you.
And
Just
that's
do you,
the best
right?
thing. And it would never be, I mean, if someone came in and said, hey, I just want Ozempic, I'd be like, well, maybe we can try some other things first. Let's, you know, all the things we talked about in the beginning, like the hormones and inflammation and that, you know, let's try some other things first and diet and life, like let's do those things. But sometimes people get to a point where they just say, you know, I'm ready to try something else. And that's okay too. There's no shame in that either. And I compare it to like antidepressants or anxiolytics, or some people have tried all the things and meditation and
Yeah.
deep and yoga, and sometimes you just need a prescription, and that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, right?
There's no shame in taking that prescription. If that's, you know, the point that they've come to, then that's fine, and there's no shame in that. That's why they exist. So take it if that's what you need.
And it's funny because we were talking off the air. We were talking off the air about how a lot of people are getting shamed for this, but there's a whole different world when it comes to weight loss. That those people are not getting shamed. And in some of those in like, you know, I guess incidences or whatever you want to call them, their life is at risk.
My goodness, yes. And so people have talked a lot about the side effects of Ozempic. 100% there are side effects. That's why you have to go talk to your doctor. And you have to, your doctor has to tell your MD, your GP has to prescribe it for you. They have to tell you if it's right for you or not. They have to go through all the side effects and decide if this is something that would work for you or not. But the alternatives that some people engage in for weight loss, like liposuction, tummy tucks, some people go
That's
in and actually change
crazy.
the structure of their stomach. I mean, these things that people are doing are life-threatening. People have died under, getting liposuction to people die going through those procedures. And so it's interesting that people don't get shamed for those. And the side effect of that, in my opinion, is much greater. So it's a curious shift why people have chosen to, like hate on Ozempic
Jane,
so
yeah.
much, but not so much on the other very invasive things that people do to lose weight. And I mean, if there's something else that they could do that prevents someone from having, and again, I don't hate on liposuction or tummy tucks or whatever. Again, you have to do
Each their
you.
own. You do you. Yes.
Right for you. But I just, it's an interesting perspective why one group of people get shamed for their choice and another group of people are not. And I don't know where that
When the
perspective.
result, when they're looking for the ultimate, like ultimately the same result, which is weight loss.
Weight loss, exactly.
Yeah, see, I know. It was funny when you said that. We were talking about it off the air, and I was like, huh, that is so interesting for real. I don't see people like, picketing outside of the hospital, the plastic
Right.
surgery
Lots of
clinics or
surgery
whatever it may
clinics,
be.
like, right.
Right? And like making it a big deal.
And people usually will default back to, well, the drug shortage for diabetics. Maybe there are also other diabetes drugs that, like, I mean, like, I'm going to get so
Yeah.
much hate for that comment,
No,
but
but
I
you know
mean,
what? No one should hate. We're having a conversation here,
right.
right? And it's just like, and it may work for some people and fit into their lifestyle. And for other people, they're like, no, it's just not for me. Like,
It's more
honestly, like
just
I
the
said.
shame around it that I don't love. And people talk about the side effects, but the side effects are something that someone discusses with their doctor. Like your
Yeah.
nature can't tell you a drug's not right for you. Your doctor has to tell you it's not right for you.
And it's case by case because we're all different people
Exactly.
and we have different things going on in our bodies that you may say, okay, I want to do it. And you're going to go to your doctor, and your doctor's going to be like, no, I do not advise that we
Exactly.
do this, that you do this, and try ABC instead. Or, your doctor may be like, yeah, you know what? We've already tried all those things, and I'm going to give you the green light for this.
Exactly. It's a
So it's not
discussion
like it's
with
a drug that you can just go to the pharmacy and get on your own and do. No, like
exactly.
you've got a medical practitioner alongside of you.
Your MD has to do it for you. Like social media shouldn't be making that choice for you. And if ethically you don't want to take it, great. Because there are a lot of people who just ethically that's just not the right thing, and that's fine. For other people, that is the, their doctor decides that's right for them, and that's okay. And I don't really understand why they're getting shamed for that.
Yeah, you know what? I think that the world would be, I always say this, the world would be a way better place with three things, and that is kindness, empathy, and compassion.
Yes, absolutely. You just have no idea
Right?
where people are coming from.
We have no idea what people are going through, what their history is like, what, you know what I mean, has brought them to this point, and maybe like what their mental health is like too. This could maybe even save people's lives. Right. So, Dr. Andy, just to recap, we were talking about, looking good, feeling good, and all those things. And if there's a few steps to take, it would be to go to your naturopathic doctor, to your doctor, check out those hormones, right?
Do all the foundational stuff first. You'd like
Check
that's
out the hormones.
check your
Get things under
hormones,
control.
exactly your inflammation. Get all the other things addressed first. Get a full comprehensive assessment done. Find out what is really going on in your system, what your body is really doing, what actually needs to be addressed, and make that your starting point, and then go from there.
There you go, guys. It's like, honestly, there's no, answer that's going to fit every single person. You've got to work with your naturopathic doctor, your MD, whoever it may be, to come up with a plan that's customized for you and your lifestyle. And listen, us as parents, that's the main thing, is that we want to be happy and healthy Because we've got kids, right? And we want to be there for them. And we want to be there for them for a very, very long time because Dr. Andy, life doesn't go downhill at 30, right?
It
Like we've been told.
does
No,
not.
it begins there. But that is it for us, Dr. Andy. If people want to follow you, get more information on hormones, on your thoughts on Ozempic, on intermittent fasting, and all this great stuff, where can they find you?
So you can find me on Instagram at Dr. Andy ND. It's Andy with an I, or drandynd.com.
There we go. Thank you so much for joining me on the show tonight.
Thank you
And
for
for everyone
having
listening,
me.
thank you, thank you. For everyone listening at home, we will catch you next week, same time, same place, right here on 640 Toronto. This is The Parenting Show, and I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca.